弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good morning to all of you。
我们今天继续看十六页啊，中文讲义十六页。
Please turn to page 16。
第四，大祭司的圣衣。
Page 16, chapter 4, the holy garment of high priest.
这里除了这个利未记啊，八章第一节到第九节之外啊，我们这个讲义的内容啊，也都要提到出埃及记二十八章的经文。
Besides referring to Leviticus chapter 8 verse 1 to 9, we're going to refer to Exodus chapter 28 as well.
因为那边把这个大祭司的圣衣讲的内容啊，讲的更详尽啊。
In Exodus chapter 28, it went into more detail of a holy garment of a high priest.
应该我们是讲义的经文啊，应该是大家都要先看过了啊。
And I hope you have read this chapter before prior we studying it today.
我们就谈到这个大祭司圣衣的意义啊。
And we're going to talk about the significance of this holy garment of the high priest.
我们知道衣服啊，就代表行为啊。
We know that the holy garment represent symbolized deed.
既然是圣衣，当然就是分别为圣的，不是每个人都能够穿的。
Since it's a holy garment, and it's when one put on it, one is consecrating himself. So it doesn't mean that anyone can just go ahead and put on this holy garment.
那祭司啊，公主的时候就必须要穿这个圣衣。
When this high priest is performing his duty, he has to take on, he has to put on this high, holy garment.
免得担罪而死啊。
Lest he will be struck to death.
也就是说，一个公职的祭司啊，如果没有穿上圣衣，他是要担当死罪的，是受死的。
If this high priest doesn't put on this holy garment, that means he is bearing the sin and he will die.
我们今天承担圣职的人也是一样哦。
Today is the same for the minister who take on sacred duty at church.
我们人人都是祭司，我们每个人啊，都有同样要求啊。
All of us are the priests and all of us have the same duties.
今天给我们的教训啊，也就是说我们一个参与圣工、做圣工的人，如果不能啊，分别为圣，
有
穿上圣衣，那我们呐、啊，所做的工不但不会得到神的接纳，反而可能要遭受刑罚喽。这是个相当严重的问题。
Today, if we are serving the Lord and we don't put on the holy garment, not only will not be blessed, we'll be punished. So this is quite a serious matters.
那穿上圣衣啊，才能够显出华美和荣耀啊。
Only when you put on this holy garment, then it will reveal its beauty and glory.
才能够以属属分别为圣，并且啊，让神的名也得到荣耀啊。
Then only you can consecrate yourself and glorify the name of God.
在希伯来书十二章十四节那边呢、啊，有提到，人非圣洁不能见神。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it says that unless man is holy, he cannot see God.
没有圣洁都不能见神。
If you are not holy, you cannot see God.
何况说一个要侍奉神的人。
What more is the person who is serving God?
所以我们罗马书十二章第一节啊，我们已经读过好几次了。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1, we have read it over and over again, many times.
保罗说，我以神的慈悲啊，要劝你们啊。
Here it says, Paul, I urge you, in the view of God's mercy,
把身体献上，当作活祭。
To offer your body as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It's holy, it's pleasing to God.
我们这样来侍奉神才是理所当然的。
So only by this way we serve God, then it is, it meets the criteria of God.
每一位要侍奉神的人，我们就必须啊，要能够穿上圣衣。
So today, when we want to serve God, we have to put on this holy garment.
那圣衣的内容是什么？
What is the significance of this holy garment?
这里有内袍、外袍、以弗德，还有胸牌、腰带、冠冕啊、圣冠。有七件东西啊，这个圣衣啊，包括这七件东西。
The holy garments are made up of seven pieces: a coat with check patterns, a robe, an ephod, a breastpiece, a girdle, a turban, and a holy crown.
那这些都给我们一个很好的属灵教训。
And all these provides us very good spiritual teaching.
我们先说这个内袍啊。
Let's talk about the coat with check patterns.
内袍啊，内袍啊是用哦，我们经文翻出来看一下这个出埃及记啊，出埃及记二十八章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 28.
三十九节，二十八章三十九节。
Chapter 28, verse 39.
这里说要用杂色细毛细麻线啊来织这个内袍，要用细麻布做冠冕。又用这个绣花的手工啊来做腰带，这个内袍哈。
First, it's not a coat with check pattern. It's tunic.
那我们。
And to make this tunic, you have to weave it with fine linen.
那我们再看第五节啊。28章第五节
Chapter 8, verse 5.
第五节这里说要用金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红线并细麻去做这个袍子是用这个金线、蓝色紫色。朱红色线并细麻把它织成的这个内袍的做法
To make this tunics, you have to use gold and blue and purple and scarlet yarn and fine linen.
那这都有含义的，有特别含义的。
And all these have its significance.
这个内盘指着我们内心我们的内在美，内心的修饰
The turnips refers to our inner beauty.
金线，金子圣经里面是代表着我们的信心
The gold yarn, the Bible tells us it represents our faith.
彼得前书第一章的第七节
First Peter.Chapter 1, verse 7.
说到我们的信心，既然被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵啊。
Here it says that our faith, after being tested, is refined like pure gold.
所以这个金线也就是已经被试验过的信心
This goal is a faith that has been tested.
已经被精炼了，不是啊，单纯的信心，已经经过操练，啊，很成熟、很坚定的信心了。
It's no longer just a simple faith. It's a faith that has gone through tests. It's a faith of maturity.
蓝色当然是天空的颜色了啊。
Blue yarn, and blue refers to the color of the sky.
指着属天属灵的了啊。
It symbolizes spiritual heaven and things that belong to the heaven.
一个服侍神的人不但、啊、要有经过操练过的信心。
A person who serves God not only have to have a faith that has been tested.
他才不会、啊、碰到困难，碰到阻挡、啊、就退后、啊、
Then he will not retreat when he meets with problems.
才能够去面对所遭遇的一切的困难。
Then only he can go forward, to overcome the difficulty that he encounters.
是保罗说，在做圣工的人呢、啊，必须坚固不可摇动。
Therefore, Paul says that for those people who serve God, must have faith that is unshaken.
然后我们才能够常常接力多做主工、啊
then we can only by this continue to serve God.
啊，那是格林多前书十五章啊，五十
八节。That's First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
这个经文我们也常读的啊。那这个蓝色呢啊，就是属天属灵，在天上指着我们的盼望啊，我们的盼望在天呢。
And this blue yarn refers to our hope that's in the sky in heaven. That means that all our hope is on above.
这个我们参考哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 15.
四十七节到四十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书十五章四十七节到四十九节啊。
Chapter 15, verse 47 to 49。
啊，这里提到头一个人啊，是出于地，乃属地；啊，第二个人是出于天，啊，第一个人指着首先的亚当，第二个人指着啊末后的亚当啊。那前面有提过了啊。
Here in 47 it says, Now the first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man is from heaven.
当然幕后的亚当就指着耶稣基督了。
The second man from heaven refers to Jesus Christ.
第一个亚当啊，第一个人啊，是出于地，乃属于地，是用尘土造的。
The first man was of the dust of the earth. It's the earthly man, so it's made of dust.
哥林多前书十五章四十七节啊。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47.
那第二个人是出于天，那是耶稣基督啊，他从天而降啊，道成肉身来到世上的。
The second man is from heaven, and so it refers to Jesus Christ. He is God coming to this world in flesh.
那属地的怎么样，还属地的也就怎么样。
So also are those who are of heaven and those that are of earth.
属地的亚当最后就归于尘土了。
Man that are of dust will return to dust.
啊、那属天的怎么样？属天的耶稣基督就从死里复活了。
And the Lord Jesus is from heaven, so he resurrected from death.
所以我们信主乃是属耶稣基督的，我们将来也跟耶稣基督一样，要从死里复活。
So we believer of Christ will be like Jesus. We will resurrect from death.
我们今天呢、啊，既然带有属土的啊形状，也就是。亚当肉体的形状。
Today we take on the likeness of Adam and Eve in our physical self.
那今天我们信了主，有主耶稣的生命啊，我们是属耶稣基督的，我们将来也有属耶稣基督的形状。
And now that today we believe in Christ Jesus, we take on the image of Christ, and we have the life of Christ.
哎，我们看这个约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还没有显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为我们必得见他的真体。哎，这里提到我们既然是神的儿女，那将来我们要怎么样？现在还没有显明出来，我们还不知道。
Here it says that now that we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known.
但是有一件呢，我们必须知道啊，并且要具备信心的。
But there's one thing that we know, and by faith, we must prepare ourselves for this.
主若显现，我们就要像他。
When we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
因为属天的怎么样啊，凡是属天的也就怎么样。
And so for those who belong to the heaven, will bore the likeness of heaven.
是我们将来也必有属天的形状啊。
And next, one day we'll also have the likeness that belongs to heaven.
是这里说啊，主若显现，我们必要像他。
Here it says that when the Lord appears, we shall be like him.
因为我们必得见他的真体。
For we will see him as he is.
所以保罗说，我们现在好像啊，看着镜子啊，还模糊不清。古时候的镜子不像我们现在水银镜子啊那么清啊，是用铜把它磨亮的镜子。
That's why Paul says that today when we look at the mirror, it is still unclear.
啊，所以当然啊，既然我们有属天的形。属土的形状跟亚当带着这个肉体，那将来我们也有属天的形状，就是主显现的时候，他什么形状，我们就像他，啊，得到一个属灵的身体。
And as earthly man, like Adam, we are of the earth. But now we believe in Christ. We take on the image of Christ, and we have the heavenly being like Him. And we bore the likeness of Him.
那这个盼望。就是我们信徒啊，终极的目标。
And this is the hope of us as a Christian.
如果不是将来有一个盼望啊，将来能够得救进神的国，那我们今天就不必信耶稣啦，不必这么辛苦啦，不必来啊守道理啦。
And if we do not have this hope as Christian for this eternal life.Then, what is the point of us coming to church today to read the Bible and to keep the truth?
是保罗说，如果将来没有复活，那我们就跟不信的人一样嘛，啊，天天呐，啊，吃吃喝喝，快乐过日，反正死了就算了。
If one day, we do not resurrect like those non-believer, then what's the point of being living like a believer? We must well just be like them, eat and be merry and die.
啊。但是我们信主的我们清楚明白不是死了算了。
However, we know that as believer, we know that after when we die, it's not just that's it.
不但有圣经真理告诉我们。
The Bible, the truth tells us.
还有圣灵给我们做确据。
And the Holy Spirit is a proof.
还有我们信仰上太多的体验。
And there are too many experiences in our life.
这些都要让我们呢、啊、对将来盼望。能够活泼起来。
And all these give us an active hope for eternal life.
就看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
十三节。罗马书十五章十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 13.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因着信，将诸般的喜乐充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有。 所以今天我们信耶稣不是一个形式，一个心灵慰藉，一个寄托而已啊。
Now today when we believe in Christ, it's not just a routine.
啊，因着信，借着我们的信心，借着我们的信仰，神就将诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们心，这是我们信仰的属灵体验呢。
Here it says it's because of our hope that God will fill us with the hope by the power.
那神是给我们这么多恩典做什么
？Why is that God give us so much grace？
是要让我们能够借着圣灵的能力，这些都是圣灵能力所彰显出来的。
It is because it's true that it's the power of the Holy Spirit that will manifest through us.
让我们对将来的得救大有盼望了。
So that we will have great hope for eternal lives.
所以这个内袍是用蓝色织的啊，就是你的心中啊要长存盼望啊。
Here it says the tunics have to be made of gold and blue, and to make a blue yarn symbolize that we must always fill with hope of heavenly kingdom.
再来就是紫色。
Next, this purple yarn.
紫色、啊、代表着尊贵。
As we know, the purple symbolizes a royal color.
好，路加福音十六章啊，那奢华宴乐的才子天天呢、啊。穿着紫色袍的衣服。
In the book of Luke, it tells us, and this is rich man. He put on purple robe.
紫色就代表着尊贵。
This purple color represent royalty.
使徒行传十六章哈，十四节那边也提到一个吕底亚，他就是卖紫色布匹的。
And in the book of Acts, there was this lady, her name is Lydia, and she's a lady who sells purple cloth.
这个吕底亚是一个非常敬虔的职业妇女啊。
Lydia in this book of Acts is a very fervent career woman.
她都进出啊，高阶层社会。
And she deal with people of the high status.
是卖紫色袍。
She sells purple yarn and linen.
虔诚对道理很追求。
She's a person who is very fervent and a seeker of God.
她不但信了主，还带领全家来归主。
Not only herself believed in the Lord, she also brought his whole family to come to believe in the Lord.
并且还热心爱主。
And also she's very zealous in loving God.
信了主马上要保罗他们。到他家受他接待。
After when she believed in the Lord, she wanted to receive Paul at her house.
保罗很客气想，这个刚刚信主，不要给他负担。
Paul thought that if she is a new convert, he doesn't want to give her extra burden.
一再的推辞。
And continue to turn her off.
结果这个吕底亚怎么说？
Then what did Lydia have to say?
你如果把我认为我是真信主的，那你就来；你如果把我认为啊这个不是真正信主的，那你就不要来算了。
If you truly see myself as a believer of God, then you must come to my place.
哦，保罗不得不去耶。
So, by her invitation, Paul went to her house.
Lydia 信了主，真的。神的道在他心中 不断的感动。
After believing in the Lord, the words of God moved Lydia greatly.
不但接待保罗他们。
Not only she received Paul.
就把他的家奉献做会做教会。
She also have offered up her house for worship.
所以后来保罗被逼迫下监牢之后出来了，就到吕底亚家里去，因为他家里有很多弟兄姐妹聚集在那边，可见他的家已经成为教会。
Later on, when Paul was released from the prison, he went on to Lydia's house.
所以啊，这个紫色就是尊贵的意思，真正的尊贵啊，不是说像奢华宴乐的财主穿着紫色袍衣服就尊贵。像吕底亚 这种信徒才是真的尊贵。
This purple color refers to honor, and it's only like Lydia who has this true faith, in God that she has such honor, and not like the rich merchant who put on this purple gown and indulge in the worldly pleasure.
虽然他外面没有穿紫色袍衣服，但是他的内心就是穿上紫色袍。
Although Lydia did not put on a physical purple gown, but inside her, she has this royalty of a purple gown.
她的内袍，她那就是用紫色的线把它织成的。
Her inner gown is made of this purple yarn.
才显出真正的尊贵出来。
And that truly manifests honor.
我们看一下这个《使徒行传》十六章好了。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
十三章这边提到啊，保罗啊，当他们来到啊腓立比的时候啊，在安息日啊，他十三节说，在安息日，我们啊出了城门到河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下来对那些聚会的妇人讲道。有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，就名叫吕迪亚，她是推拉城的人，素来就敬拜神，她听见了保罗所讲的道，主就开导她的心，叫她能够留心听保罗所讲的道，她和她一家既然领了席，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，真信主的小字这里有特别注明啊，或者你们若以为我是忠心侍奉主的事主的，那就请到我家里来住，这样子强留我们啊。我们再看40节好了
，verse 40
啊，那之后保罗啊，希拉就被逼迫。被鞭打下到监牢里面了那40节呢就记载两人出了监就往吕迪亚家里去见了弟兄们劝他们劝慰他们一番就走了。你看这个吕迪亚真是一位真信主的人。
So we can see that Lydia is a true believer in the Lord.
他素来敬拜神很虔诚的。
And she's a person who is a true worshipper of God and is very fervent.
她遵守安息圣日。
She observed Sabbath.
她殷勤祷告。
She prayed fervently.
她留心听道。
And she paid attention listening to the sermon.
她显出极大的爱心出来。
And she manifests great love.
她肯接待人。
She's willing to receive Paul and the workers of God.
肯服侍人。
And she's willing to serve the workers of God.
热心参与圣工。
And she's very zealous in serving God and taking on divine work.
甚至把家庭啊奉献出来当教会。
She even offered up her house to be a place for worship.
你看这几天会乡家里多了几个客人，哇，他就忙得不得了了。
Just past few days, our sister Hui Xiang's place is filled with many visitors, and she's very busy.
有些人不敢看会堂。
Some people they do not want to be a caretaker of the church.
不但很忙。
Not only they are, it is very busy.
教会人多嘴杂。
There are many people at church, and then you can invite gossip.
很多人只是爱讲话。
Some people like to talk.
那你管理会堂到教会来挑你毛病，你受不了。
And because people like to talk and gossip behind you, you may not want to take it.
要承受很大的这个爱心才有办法来面对各种问题。
So when you're serving God, you must have great love in order to encounter a lot of these problems.
你看这个吕迪亚的。全心全意的奉献，忠心侍奉主。
We see Lydia, she's a person who served God with all her heart, and is a very zealous worker.
她真是一位啊，真信主的人。
She's a true believer of the Lord.
不只是做外表。
Not only it's just not a outward appearance.
不只是社交应酬。
Or part of a socializations.
而是真心的爱教会，爱弟兄姐妹。
But truly, she loved God, and she truly loved the brothers and sisters.
能够接纳大家。
And she can receive all the visitors.
在教会里面有信心刚强，有信心软弱的。
And this is the same at church. We have people who are strong, people who are weak.
保罗说，你们没有每个人都有信心。
Paul says, not every one of you have the faith.
他必须要能够接纳的。
And one another have to receive each other.
以前有一位姐妹哈，她的家啊还没有基隆教会之前，她就把她的日本宿舍啊，她们的宿舍那个他们呢，白天把那个机会。
And before there was this church in Geelong, there was a sister, she offered up her house for worship.
那基隆啊，是渔港，现在比较少一点，以前几乎啊，天天下雨。
Geelong is a port, and the place it has lots of rain.
很难得啊，有好天气。
And it's quite uncommon to have good weather in Geelong.
那有些乡下的弟兄姐妹啊来聚会啦，那都是在榻榻米上面聚会，小孩子尿尿啦，大便啦，大家聚会完就回去了，这个姐妹啊就要打扫，你看很麻烦的，下雨天啊，天天下雨，没有办法晒，有时候很为难，只有擦一擦，洗一洗，那小孩子啊跟妈妈说。妈妈好臭哦，我没有怎么睡觉，不要让他们来了。
And this sister, because she offered up a house for worship, every time after when the members left the place, then she has to take on this onerous task to clean up the tatami mat, and it's quite a work.
她都会教导她孩子，小孩子不要乱讲话。
But however, she would always teach her son or children.Not to be so haphazard with their word.
耶稣爱我们。
And she said that our Lord Jesus loves us.
我们就耶稣爱我们，就是要我们懂得怎么用耶稣的爱去爱别人。
Then therefore we must use this love that God has given us to love others.
那小孩子尿尿了，大便，他无知，他不懂啊。
And it was because the little kids in their ignorance that they don't know that they pee on this tatami mat.
因为乡下小孩子啊，就怕换衣服麻烦，就穿那个开裆裤啊，什么都在榻榻米上面。
And because it's in village area, the little kids they were not very well trained, so they would just out of convenience pee on the tatami mat.
我看哇，我去那个时候还神学生到那边去实习，被他们一家人的爱心啊。真的感动得不得了啊！
At that time when I was still, I remember I was still a student, training to be a preacher. I was very moved by her family when they received me.
其实我们，我说我出来当传道哦，反而是在信徒身上学了很多爱心，以前不懂。
After when I
been, 不懂什么叫爱。
In the past, I don't know what was love. It was only after when I became a preacher that I've learned what is love from the brothers and sisters.
这个就是穿上内袍里面就是有紫色衣服，紫色线织起来的。
This is put on a tunics or inner garment that is made out of purple yarn.
这才是真的尊贵的。
This is true honor that you put on.
这次我来美国的时候，到他们那边去，真的，他们的家人还是一样充满着爱心。
This time when I came to the States, 自己在台湾，他们还在台湾。
现在都在美国。
Now that this family they have moved to the States, and still they are like before, filled with love when they receive me.
啊，这真的是在哈、哦、在教会里面有很多爱主的弟兄姐妹哈、哦、他们的事情真的让我们呢、啊、听了大受感动。
And in this church, truly, there are many brothers and sisters who are filled with love, and what they do can greatly move us.
We cannot talk too much about the testimony. This will not be finished. Some testimonies are truly able to help people, but if we continue to do testimony, this class will not be finished. Mention it, okay? Come back, okay?朱红色线
，Next is scarlet yarn。
啊，这红色代表耶稣的宝血了，哈。
Scarlet represents the precious blood of Jesus。
哎，我们靠耶稣的宝血罪得赦免，我们才能够啊得到洁净。
It's only when we depend on the blood of Jesus for our sin to wash away, then we are cleansed。
好，一个侍奉神的人呐、啊，他的内心要有朱红色。他的内袍要用朱红色织，也就是说，我们一个信徒必须呀、啊，一个侍奉神人必须呀、啊，要常常有自省的功夫、反省的功夫。
As a believer of God, our innermost garment has to be made out of scarlet yarn, and this means that we must always have this heart to constantly examine ourselves.
啊。我们看约翰一书第一章第九节、哦、
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9。
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。啊，我们受洗披戴基督耶稣基督的宝血，一直在我们身上有赦罪的功效。
Here, verse 9 says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just and forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness.
耶稣的宝血要显出它的功能啊，第一次就是在受洗的时候啊，披戴基督。
The blood of Jesus manifests its efficacy during the time of baptism.
我们的罪被耶稣的宝血遮盖起来。
And our sin is being washed away by the blood of Jesus, covered by His blood.
啊，洗礼一生只有一次。
And we only have our baptism once in a lifetime.
哎，上一次我到哪里去了？有一个信徒，很久啊，到台湾南部去开年会，一个信徒几十年没有来过教会，后来回来之后啊，他说。长老，我可以不可以再受洗一次？因为我以前不懂啊，什么事都做了，是不是可以再洗受洗一次啊？耶稣的宝血再洗净我的罪。
There was a brother who came to Tainan once, and he was a brother who has not been to church for many many years, 10 over years. And this time when he came back, he asked me whether he can go for another baptism.Because he was ignorant in the past and has committed many sins, and he wants to receive another baptism.
不然我怎么得救?
And if I don't get baptized again, how can I be safe?
他回到教会又得到宝贵的生命。
And because of this heart that he has, when he returned to the church, he received the precious Holy Spirit.
我说你已经受洗了，不是再洗礼一次，你现在啊。要主耶稣的宝血啊，在你身上发生功效，那是你要真正的、很谦虚的在神面前认罪悔改。
I told him that you have already been baptized, and now that you just need to go to the Lord and humbly confess your sin.
把你所有的罪啊，呈现给神。
And I present all the sin that you have committed before the Lord.
也说不对哈，就摆在神面前，求主耶稣啊怜悯啊。
And tell God that you have done wrongs and ask Him to forgive your sin.
啊，一一的向神陈述，求主怜悯。
You must present all your sin before the Lord and ask Him for forgiveness.
圣经给我们一个很大的应许。
This Bible gives us a great promise.
我们若认自己的罪，
if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，
God is
faithful,
and He is never a liar.
是公义的，
He's righteous.
不能把有罪当没有罪，
and He will treat our sin as sin.
但是你主要认罪，
but the moment we confess our sin,
就必要赦免我们的罪。
Then He will forgive our sin,
洗净我们一切的不义，
and washed away our unrighteousness.
如果我们呢，看英文或是原文的意思，知道这个血这个洗净不是一次，是持续都有赦罪功效的。
And the blood is not just washed away our sin once, and it has the power of regenerations, which means that it continues to wash away our sin.
是借着我们认罪悔改的时候。
And it's at the point where we confess our sin.
所以内袍要用朱红圣色的织成。
The innermost garment has to be made out of scarlet yarn.
要有耶稣的宝血。
It must have the precious blood of Jesus.
也就是我们必须要有自省的功夫。
That means that we must always examine ourselves and check our faith.
常常不断的来思想这个古人说一日三思五身呐哈。
And the ancient saying goes that we must always examine ourselves. 30 times a day.
就好像丹尼里一天三次祷告一样。
Just like Daniel, he prayed for 3 times a day.
祷告就要在神面前献上赎罪祭赎千金。
When you pray to God of your sin and present your sin before God, you are offering, you are presenting your sin offering as well as guilt offering.
那个大卫甚至呢不断的来思考思想自己的软弱缺点，甚至求主耶稣赦免他隐而未现的罪。
And David, not only he asked God to forgive his sin, also to forgive his hidden sin, his hidden fault.
他认罪悔改的功夫非常彻底的。
And he is very thorough when he repents his sins before God.
他祷告的时候，有时候想到我有没有想到的过失。
So when he pray, he asks God whether he has any hidden fault inside him.
或者我做了不该做的事，自己还不知道嘞。
Or have I done anything that was wrong and yet I don't even know?
不知道我这样做是不对的。
I'm not aware or conscious that is a sin.
所以他说求神赦免他隐而未现的罪，连还自己还不知道。怕不知道的时候得罪神，多求主耶稣神就赦免他。
So he asked God to forgive his hidden fault, fault that he's unaware of and not conscious of, and he asked God to forgive him.
那是记在诗篇十九篇呐。
And that's recorded in Psalms chapter 19 verse 12.
如果我们有大卫这种自省的功夫，反省不断的反省不断的检讨自己那我们的内袍就是有朱红线线朱红色线织起来的。
If we have this heart like David to constantly examine our hidden self, then our inner garment is truly made out of the scarlet yarn.
再来看。再来就是要用细麻去织成。
Next, our inner garment has to be made out of fine linen.
细麻不但是很高贵的这个衣料那个奢华宴的财主所穿的就是紫色袍细麻布的衣服。
Like the purple robe, this fine linen is also one that represents high honor.
在圣经里面这个细麻也代表着信徒的义行。
In the Bible, this fine linen also symbolizes the good deed of believers.
看启示录十九章。
Turn to Revelation chapter 9.
对，第八节。
第几章？
十九章。
Chapter 19.
第八节。
Verse 8.
启示录十九章第八节啊。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 8。
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Here it says it's fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear, and fine linen stands for the righteous act of the saint.
我们的内袍还要用细麻把它织起来。
Our inner garment has to be made out of fine linen.
就是用我们的义行，我们的所结的果子啦，我们的好行为啦。
And that stands for the righteous acts, that we do.
神看为义的一切事情呢。
And things that God see as righteous.
不是我行我素，我想怎么样对我就怎么样做。
And it's not things that you've done out of your own self-will or interest.
会先去寻求神的旨意。
Not your own selfish interest, but rather you are seeking the will of God.
我所想的，我所做的，这样子，神会悦纳吗？神会喜欢吗？
So you're always examining yourself, asking yourself, whatever we're doing, is God pleased?
所以这个内袍指着我们呐、内在美、内心的修养。
So this fine linen stands for the inner beauty in our heart.
这里说用我们这个讲义理论是内袍是用斗纹的杂色内袍其实这个杂色这种翻译不是很好，杂色的好像是乱七八糟的。应该是非常漂亮的这个彩色的了
The translation says that inner garment with check pattern, but indeed it is it's full of multicolor.
好，我们看课本的内袍的第二
Number two.
是大祭司的贴身的衣服，叫圣内袍。
It's the innermost garment of the high priest, and it's called the holy linen coat.
这样就指着我们的内在美了。
And this refers to our inner beauty.
我们内心能够完全圣洁。
To be holy.
是。
Like Christ.
圣内袍。
This is the holy linen coat.
这是关于内袍方面，再来就是外袍。
Next is the robe.
那外袍又称为以弗德。
And the robe is also called ephod.
以弗德它颜色是全蓝色的。
The robe is made of blue cloth.
这个表示基督有完全属天属灵的，是完全属天属灵的
And it signifies that Christ belongs to heaven and the spiritual realms.
这蓝色我们刚才也讲过了
And just now we mentioned what's the significance of the color blue.
一个侍奉神的人，在外表上让人家一看就知道，哇，这个是属灵，这个是信耶稣的是不一样的。
A person who belongs to Christ and serve Christ, Jesus, he must have the outward appearance that manifests that he is different from the world.
为信徒如果表现得很属灵，跟没信主的相处在一起，他一接触马上就发现，哇，这个一定是信耶稣的。所以我们有很多信徒在外邦人当中表现很好，大家都叫他这个是耶稣的，这个是圣人的。
And if we behave good in front of non-believers, then people will see us as different, and sometimes they even call this person as holy saint.
他的外袍一看就知道这个是信耶稣的。
Because when you put on this robe, immediately people can tell you apart from others and see that you belong to Christ. Spiritual lifestyle.
也就是要有分别为圣的生活.
In other words, you must have a life that set yourself apart from the world.
尤其我们在没有信主的人中间啊，我们不能啊。 讲话啦, 表现啦, 信不信, 都跟人家完全一样,
and we cannot speak and behave like the non-believer.
哎,
if that's so, then you are not putting on this ephod.
我们把这个简单讲完。这个袍子哈, 周边要有石榴。
Around the skirt, you must hang, it hangs some pomegranates.
And
pomegranates is a local produce of Canaan.
我们这边应该也有石榴，里面很多籽，吃起来酸酸甜甜的。
I'm sure you have tasted pomegranate before. It's kind of sweet and sour.
籽很多哈。
It has a lot of seeds.
表示我们有很多属灵的果子。
It symbolizes abundance of spiritual fruits.
让人家尝到我们的果子啊，觉得非常甜美。
So that when people taste the fruits that you have produced, they can taste the sweetness.
还有金铃铛。
Next, bells of gold.
这个树木啊，跟石榴的一样啊。
And it must have an equal number of golden bells and pomegranates in alternate pattern.
哎，一个石榴，一个金铃铛，一个石榴，一个金铃铛。
Gold, bells and pomegranate alternating one another.
啊，金啊。 也是代表着尊贵的啦，荣耀的啦，哈。Gold
symbolizes nobility and glory.
非常宝贵的啦，哈。Symbolizes
preciousness.
那个金的铃铛，当当当，哇，听起来很好听的啦，哈。The
sound produced by a gold bell is one that is very fine and beautiful.
表示啊。
It means symbolizing good reputations.
就好像提摩太，全教会啊，通通称赞他，哇。Like
Timothy, the whole church will praise the good deed of Timothy.
是保罗带他出来，当传道，把传道的工作传承给他。
Out and want him to be a preacher, and then he want to pass on all the work unto Timothy.
是一个金铃铛，一个石榴啊，表示有好名声，有好结好果子，能说又能行，不是单单一个嘴巴呱呱呱呱叫，什么都没有做啊，是铃铛有铃声啊，又有石榴，又有果子，行为跟这个说话啊都能够配合啊。
Bells of gold, symbolizing the sound, and which means your speech. Pomegranates symbolize good deeds. So not only you must your speech and your deed must go together hand in hand.